Okay, guys, we have on the line right now our second actor from The Sandlot. We have Victor DiMattia on the line. What's up, Victor?
What's going on?
Hey, good to have you on Below the Belt Show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Yeah, so we just had Tom on, and now we have you on. So this is going to be quite the reunion happening this Saturday in Langhorne.
Oh, it's awesome, man. I can't wait. It's like 8 of the 9 guys from the main group are going to be there. And then Wendy's going to be there, which I haven't seen her. No, I don't think any of us have seen her since we made the movie.
That's crazy. Yeah, I heard it's been like 25 years since the premiere of the movie.
Yeah, 25 years in April. It was 25 years exactly, I think. So yeah,
that's crazy.
The 25th anniversary has been going on all summer. It's been awesome.
Wow. So how's it like hanging out with these guys, seeing them so many years later? I mean, have you kept in touch over the years?
Yeah. I mean, some of us more than others. I mean, a bunch of us are still in L.A., so we see each other a little more often. But yeah, no, we stay in touch. We have a group text, and we talk every day.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
To keep us updated on what you've been up to, Tom, of course, has had quite a career in the acting world since. Looks like you've taken more of a behind the scenes kind of a role in the industry.
Yeah, I went to college. I went to film school, and I still do some acting though. You know, every once in a while I'll show up in something. So I've done a few things here and there, but yeah, I've done more stuff kind of behind the camera, behind the scenes since then. But and I also do a podcast myself.
Oh, cool! Plug it, please.
Yeah,
we'll let you plug your podcast on our show.
I do one called Vic in a Box.
Oh, I love
it. Box. Yes,
I love the title. That's hysterical.
And then I have another one called No Filler Fantasy. It's a fantasy football. So
awesome!
Wow. Well, talk to us about your interest in, from what it looks like here, being AD, assistant director, and doing production on certain projects. How did you go from being in front of the camera to having an interest behind?
Oh, well, I mean, it was kind of a natural progression, I guess. But, like, just growing up and being able to watch all that stuff, and you realize how much more work goes into everything that you don't see. So I just grew up with just a real appreciation for those guys and you know, everything else that it takes, you know, that to actually make a movie and get it on the screen. So I just from a young age, I mean, I was always going over and, you know, talking to the camera guys and, you know, wanting to go look through the lens and all that stuff and pretend like I was doing it already when I was a kid. So no, I was always into it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I'm always curious, being like a childhood actor, did you go to public school like during any of the time that you were acting? And if so, how did the people treat you? And how did the people growing up who you were friends with growing up treat you once you become on like a hit movie like The Sandlot?
Oh, yeah, I went to public school. I started here in L.A. in the San Fernando Valley.
Nice.
And that was, it was cool, you know. I think it was a little bit more normal, like, because there were other kids in my school that were also doing the acting thing.
Right, right.
So it wasn't that, like, out of the ordinary. And, but then I moved back east to Philadelphia area, Wilmington, Delaware. And I went to high school back there, and that was different. Everybody was like really excited about it when they found out that I was in The Sandlot back there. So that was a totally different story.
Now, did being Timmy Timmons ever help you with the ladies?
Well, you know, the funny thing is it seems like it helps my friends more than it ever did for me.
Really?
Because I've just never been that kind of guy to just go up to somebody and say, hey, you know, do you know who I am? Or, you know, anything
right.
So, but my buddies have no shame at all in doing that kind of stuff. So, you know, they would go out, we would go out somewhere together, and it would be like a perfect icebreaker for them. And so, yeah, I think they got more mileage out of it than I did. But I'm married now.
Okay.
There you go. That makes sense.
Now, do you think the popularity of the movie is even more now than when the movie even came out?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I really only became aware of it as this kind of like cultural phenomenon maybe 5 years ago. I mean, maybe like 10 years ago a little bit, but it really wasn't until like 5 years ago at the 20th anniversary. We made a couple stops there. We went back to the original Sandlot, and
nice.
And that's when I really kind of saw just how much this movie meant to people. And it seems like it just gets bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah, because even walking down our local boardwalk here in Ocean City, like, every shop has, like, a Sandlot T-shirt, a You're Killing Me Smalls T-shirt. I mean, it seems like it's just bigger than ever now.
Yeah, no, it's pretty insane. Like, you know, I can go to, like, any mall in the country, and I'll see one person with a Sandlot shirt on at least.
That's great. So it's got to be great to be in that kind of film that you know that has become such a cult classic and that really resonates to everybody's childhood.
Yeah, no, it is. It's really, I mean, it's a blessing, you know, as an actor, that it's everything that you ever hoped for. So, you know, to do something that, I mean, I did, you know, tons of other projects, as, you know, especially as a kid, I worked a lot as an actor, and I mean, none of it really, 25 years later, are people asking me about. So, I mean, to do something that resonates that much with people, it's really humbling.
Right on. Now, we actually asked this question with Tom, and I'll ask you as well. If they were to want to bring another Sandlot film and, you know, obviously reunite all you guys, the original cast, and maybe focus on your kids, would that be something that you'd be interested in? Have they had any talks about any kind of sequel?
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, they're working on the prequel right now.
A prequel?
That's,
really?
Yeah, that's like in the early stages of pre-production right now is the prequel, which we aren't, we're not going to be in it at all. It's like, I think it's 20 years or something before the original.
Wow.
20 years, okay.
So I don't know what the story is for that one. So but yeah, I'd be interested to see it.
That'll take place in the 40s then, right?
Yeah, I guess that's when it would be, yeah.
I guess it'd be about James Earl Jones.
Maybe a young Mr. Myrtle, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Young James Earl Jones.
Yeah, right. Well, with CGI nowadays, they could do it.
Yes, they can actually bring the original. The OG.
Yeah.
Darth Vader himself.
Yeah, how was it working with him?
But then after that, we're doing we're working on getting a series going, you know, on one of the streaming networks, probably, I'm guessing. But yeah, we're working on that.
You're working on a series.
So keep your eyes peeled for that. Yeah, series. So it'd be, you know, like in the 80s, and we'd be dads, and we would have our own kids playing baseball.
That'd be awesome.
I think it would be really cool.
I mean, that's done well with Cobra Kai right now, bringing back the whole Karate Kid franchise. So I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything's coming back. They brought Roseanne back, and Murphy Brown's coming back,
yeah.
or is back already. And,
yep.
I mean, Full House, everything.
Roseanne? Oh, maybe not Roseanne. It's not the Connors.
not anymore. Yeah,
right,
not anymore.
Right. That was a bad example, but anyways, that's awesome.
No, they did bring her back, then they just sent her away after
right,
that.
Right, right.
Exactly.
But we're excited for the Sandlot to come back, and we're excited to meet you this weekend. You can meet 8 people from the cast of the Sandlot. You can get pictures, like group pictures, individual pictures. You can get autographs. I mean, it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, and get Wendy's autograph. Nobody has that. I mean, I haven't seen her at any signings or anything. I mean, it's going to be the first time since the movie that we've seen her.
Oh yeah.
Oh really? The first time you've seen Wendy
since the premiere? Yeah.
Since Riley.
Yeah, Marley.
Marley Shelton herself, who's quite an accomplished actress. She's still I looked at her IMDb. She's doing great.
Yeah, she was just in Rampage over the summer.
Yeah, Rampage,
awesome.
Starring The Rock.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Victor, wow, we appreciate you calling in to Below the Belt Show. Of course, OvertimePromotions.com is
from Bobby Capone.
Bobby Capone's, that's who's bringing this, making this event happen in Langhorne, PA. ShopDynastySports.com is where you can find tickets for the event. So if you could, before we let you go, Victor, if you could let us know who you are from The Sandlot and you're on Below the Belt Show, and then throw out a plug or, you know, a quote or anything at the end.
You got it. Hey, this is Victor DiMattia, Timmy Timmons from The Sandlot, and you're listening to Below the Belt Show. And check out my podcast, Vic in a Box.
Nice.
Very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. Pick in the box. See, I'm like your brother now.
Nick in the box. I love it. Wow, we look forward to talking to you, and thanks for calling in.
All right, yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Take care, Vicky.
See you later, guys.
Bye.